Amen. Amen. Thank you, church. You may be seated. Thank you, band. Church, can we just give the band a round of applause? Where's John? John is already busy doing something there at the sound desk. That is just how good he is. Yeah, church, it's my privilege this morning to bring the word again. I always have the wonderful honor to share the last, not always, but I had the privilege last year as well to share the very last message of the year. So I've been typecasted to bring that message. In any case, it's an absolute privilege, and I just also want to say thank you to Vulalem. You pretty much summarized everything that I'm going to say today, very short and compact. So if you do fall asleep, you can just listen to his offering message afterwards. No, I'm joking. It is indeed the last Sunday of 2024. It is unreal to say that. It seems that what the people say is as you get older every year does go by quicker. I was in denial for a long time, but I've come to realize that is the truth. And I can't believe it's been a year since I stood here. I still remember so vividly what I shared last year. And it's still nonetheless such a honor and such a privilege to be here today and for us to be in this place, because I think the one thing that is resounding in all of our hearts is gratitude, thankfulness. Like Vulalem said, we indeed have a lot to be thankful for. You have made it to here, even though there are still a few days left. But I'm just also reminded that as our calendars tick off, day by day, week by week, month by month, changing into a new year, our times change, our calendars change, but the Lord never changes. He's always the same. Amen. Amen. And if we have to do some reflecting, like we always do this time of the year, it's inevitable we do it. If we do some reflecting on 2024, we all have, like Vulalem said, some highlights. We have some standout moments, some incredible memories. And when I started doing this list, you kind of quickly forget these things. But as soon as you start putting them down, you're like, wow, there's actually so much that happened this year. And I just listed a few of them this morning. This year, I got to spend another year in this beautiful town that we live in. We had another whole year without load shedding. Yes, okay. We made amazing new friends that became like family to us. We moved house. This is now my life. My wife opened up a little shop to which we are really grateful for here in town. I had the privilege of seeing quite a few people get married, beautiful young couples getting married this year. We got to celebrate many babies' births and dedications. We have a dedication in the second service as well. There were many new babies. Our congregation is physically growing, literally. We celebrated many baptisms this year. For myself, I was part of many in the youth, but that one for me is an absolute standout. For those of you that cannot see, that is myself and the taller guy in the middle, that is my brother. He got baptized a few weeks ago, and he is here. And if you see him, give him a high five. he looks a lot like me. He's just twice my size. So I have some standout highlights, standout moments. Someone is busy cutting onions there in the kitchen. But unfortunately, as with life, not everything is perfect. 2024 is okay with its fair share of challenges, its fair share of not so great moments. Now, I made this list much shorter. I don't want to keep everyone busy, but we all have a list like this. Now, for me personally, some standout, not so great moments were we experienced a few hospital trips with our children. My one boy was in the hospital twice. We actually experienced a burglary, okay? And yeah, we said goodbye to a few loved ones who are now with the Lord. So it has indeed been quite a year. And that's just me. Each one of you sitting here, you have your own story. Yet through it all, and that's the title of my message today, is building houses that last. And you're going to hear the word foundation a lot, and building a lot, and the rock, Jesus Christ, He is our King. Mariette said a lot of this during worship as well. He's the the unchanging name above all names, the very foundation that we found, that our lives are found upon and depend upon. And that is what I want you to hear and to see today. Not hear man's word, but hear God's word encouraging you to continue to build strong, to build on His firm foundation. If I look at my own life in this year, the thing that got me through this life was, through this year was God's faithfulness. He was our rock during this year. The enduring promise of His word, the faithfulness that He bestowed to us as a family when we trusted and obeyed Him, even when it didn't make sense at all. And the eternal hope that we all have in Him. It immediately took me to the scripture in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 29. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at His teaching, for He was teaching as one who had authority and not as their scribes. We've read it many times, but this is basically just to recap. This is actually the last part where Jesus ends the powerful Sermon on the Mount with this powerful parable of a wise and foolish builder. And Jesus is actually calling the crowd, challenging, posing the challenge out there to trust Him and to choose and to decide between Him and the religious establishment of the day. Jesus is actually drawing a dividing line between Himself and any other foundation for this life. And when we read the scripture in summary, it actually demonstrates the absolute necessity of doing the will of God. You see, in this world where we live in, we have the option. We can choose mere surface righteousness, building on unstable foundation of this world, false pretenses, or we can build on the lasting, steadfast, firm foundation of God and of His word by having a living relationship with Him. We have the opportunity to build houses that last. See, when we read that scripture, there are some clear foundational truths that stood out for me, and there might be more for you, but I've summarized three today, and it's the promise of God's word, it's His steadfast faithfulness when we trust Him, and the eternal hope what we have in Him because of who He is. That's what God, me, myself, and my family through a really interesting yet very incredible year. Verse 24 says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. We have the foundational truth of the promise of God's word. You see, the one who truly believes Jesus and puts His word into practice is likened to a wise man, as scripture says, as the Lord says. Now, if you go dig a little deeper, that is someone with sound judgment, that is a logical thinker, that is cautious, that is someone that is practical yet intelligent. When we hold on to God's word and we put it into practice, we have that mind. Why is that important to us today? Because it's God's word made flesh through the Son Jesus. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Why should we listen to God's word and put it into practice? Because it's God's word made flesh. Jesus is God made flesh. His eternal word. He's the eternal pre-existent incarnate word of God. He has been there since the beginning. The prophets foretold of His coming. The prophet Isaiah, about 700 years before Christ's birth, said that the government will rest on His shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Words we've heard so many times this last few weeks. More than 20 Psalms, between 20 and 30, Psalms were written about the coming Messiah, all fulfilled in the New Testament through the life of Jesus. Just a few examples. And these are all Psalms. I'm not going to give them all the verses, but the psalmist wrote, hands and feet were pierced, fulfilled. Lots cast for his clothes, fulfilled. His bones unbroken, fulfilled. He delights in God's will, fulfilled. The eternal king, fulfilled. Ascends to heaven, fulfilled. He prays for his enemies, fulfilled. Rules over his enemies, fulfilled. A priest forever. The chief stone of God's building, all fulfilled. God's word is faithful. In times of great pain, in times of heartache, in times of confusion, in times of struggle, which we all faced at some point this year. Maybe some of you are still facing it. In those very times, this very word should become our very lifeline. It's cherishing scriptures like we read in Matthew 14 verse 14. It's not going to be on there, but you know the scripture. It says when Jesus was moved with compassion, he healed their sick. It's scriptures like that which gets you through an ordeal where your child is in hospital. It's holding on to scriptures where we read, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. It's scriptures like that which challenges you but also gets you through something like a burglary. And even interestingly enough, just a few verses on, the Lord tells us, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. The death of a loved one. Paul writes, death is swallowed up in victory. It has no sting. Our hope is beyond the grave. Our hope is in Jesus. You see, our Word of God, the Word of God teaches us who He is. And it helps us to live accordingly. James would later, in James 1, actually just agree with Jesus' words, and he would say that and encourage the readers to become doers of the word and not just hearers, just like Jesus said. And in chapter 2, James actually says that our faith will become more mature. We will come to maturity when we start believing and living out the word of God. The apostle Paul wrote the power of God's word in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is God-breathed, useful for rebuking, teaching, correcting, and training in all righteousness. Now, my church family, how can we go through life without this? How can we not have God's word as a foundation in our lives? We need to build on the word of God. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. God's logos word, his divine self-expression, in other words, what he said, was made alive in Christ Jesus. Another powerful aspect of building houses that last is God's faithfulness when we obey him, when we trust him. Verse 24 to 25, we read, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Continued, it says, and the rain will fall, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. Now around the Sea of Galilee, especially in the summer times, the sand would kind of get really hard. And it would create this illusion of a solid foundation. But the wise builder, and Luke actually confirms this with the same parable in Luke 6, where he says, the wise builder would know to dig a foundation deep down into the bedrock. Do we remember to dig down? Do we remember what the Lord has done for us? What has he done for you and me today? We all have a story. I don't know when this was, many years ago, but Pastor Andy once shared this message, and he said that if you struggle to hear the Lord's voice or his plan for you, just go back to a time that you remember when he was faithful and what he has done for you, and meditate on that time. If we want to build houses that last, we have to dig down deep to the bedrock, the foundation that the Lord has already laid for us. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is faithful, God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." He's faithful. In 2 Thessalonians 3 we read, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." Were you once a sinner? 1 John 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Now the prophet Isaiah said it crystal clear. And if you forget everything today, just remember this. Isaiah 26 verse 4 says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." He's an everlasting rock. If our lives are built on the unshakable kingdom of the everlasting truth of Jesus Christ, it will not fall. Your house will not fall. The rains of life will fall. The floods of life will come. The winds of life will blow. And they will beat against your house. Your house will be tested. Many of us can resonate with this word. As we are sitting here today, our houses are being tested. But built and founded upon the firm foundation, the unshakable foundation of the Lord, your house will not fall because he is faithful and true to his word. Now we continue reading the scripture towards the end. The powerful truth that brings all of this together, that ties this together, is evident when we see the crowds responding to when Jesus finished the sermon and finished his parable. In verse 28 we read, "And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching. For he was teaching as one who had authority, and not as their scribes." The crowds were astonished. In other words, lives were touched. Hearts were touched. People became convicted. People became confronted. We became challenged because of what Jesus said. And a choice needed to be made. Christ or the world. We read in John 7 a similar account where the chief priests and the Pharisees actually sent for Jesus' arrest. So powerful. We read from verse 45, "The officers then came to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who said to them, 'Why did you not bring him?' And the officers said, 'No one ever spoke like this man. No one ever spoke like this man.'" The teachers of the law quoted other teachers to support their findings in that time. But Jesus spoke out of his own authority, his divine authority, because he was the original word. We see Jesus' authority established by God himself. When he was on the mount with Peter and the other disciples, John and James, and as Peter was still speaking, we read, "Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" That is authority. Jesus himself said in Matthew 28:18, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go." No one ever spoke like him. The Father says we must listen to him. He has been given all authority. You see, when we build a house that lasts, building on an unshakable foundation that can withstand the elements without falling, it's not something that any man could ever do out of their own strength. was powerfully heard last week. And Pastor Andre said, how God gets all the glory. When man starts building things to get the glory, we have that example of the Tower of Babel. Houses will fall. Even more powerfully, shortly after this portion of scripture in Matthew 7, we read as Jesus proclaimed his word, we start seeing all these powerful acts. Shortly after the sermon, Jesus calms a mighty storm by only speaking a word. He delivered many who were demon-possessed to by what scripture refers to a word. You can go read it. Jesus spoke and the sick were healed. It's only by the divine authority and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, God made flesh through his divine nature, that we can build on that everlasting rock. Because he is God and he gets all the glory. Now 2025 will inevitably come with its own share of challenges. But we can know the one that holds the future, our future, in his hands. The one who wrote our names in the book of life. The one to which all authority in heaven has been given. He's the one that walks with us. He's the one that goes with us. Our dates change. Our years change. Our programs change. The way we look, the way we feel, the way we act, our lives, everything changes. Our programs become more full. Our workload may be more. Our problems may be bigger, sometimes smaller. But they will still be there. Everything in this world continuously changes. But God remains the same. He is the rock. He is the rock of ages. And he goes with us, each one of us sitting here today. Let today be an invitation and a reminder to each one of us here today to put all our faith, all our hope, all our trust in Jesus. Not just for a year, daily. Today is the day. Mariette sang it this morning. Today is the day. Every day. Daily rely on the Lord's strength for your life, for your decision making, for your family, for your friends. Daily. Daily depend on the Lord's wisdom to guide you. Daily trust in his perfect timing. I don't know about you, but that one is a biggie for me. And I feel this is a word for many, specifically here today. Daily trust in the Lord's timing, because his timing is perfect. Daily live from his perfect provision for your life. Daily live from God's perfect provision for your life. A friend once shared a word with me and it was so profound. We can find ourselves so many times in areas of our life where we feel we are struggling to get by. And every now and then we turn to the Lord, pray for strength. But this friend of mine shared this word. He said, why are you not living out of the provision that the Lord has for you? Why are you trying to create that provision? Life shouldn't be a striving. Live from the Lord's perfect provision so that he may be glorified. That is our purpose on this earth, In Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. And we can face every day holding on to the eternal promise of God's steadfast word, our rock, our firm foundation. Our days on this earth are numbered. But we all have an eternity to live for. So church, let's build well. Let's build houses that last. I want to pray for us this morning. Father, this morning we just come before you. And we humbly just lay down everything in our lives at your feet. Maybe where you are sitting now, maybe ask the Lord to kind of give you a perspective of the year that has passed. If we speak in years now, this time of the year. Maybe ask the Lord to give you a perspective of the year that has passed. What are the things that you are most grateful for this year? Let's use this time. Let's thank the Lord for those things, for the blessings in our lives. And give us a few moments just to reflect on that. Father, this morning we thank you for the year that has passed. Thank you that you hold us in your mighty right hand. That you continue to hold us. You are the beginning and the end. Thank you for your provision, Lord. Thank you for your steadfast love for us. Thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you for the power and the truth of your word. Thank you for the precious gift of your Holy Spirit to lead us, to convict us, to console and to comfort us, to guide us in wisdom. Thank you that you do never leave us nor forsake us, and that you are with us always. Before we continue, maybe for a few moments, it's going to maybe take you to go some places that you do not necessarily want to go back again, but think of the challenges and the adversities that you have faced and maybe are still facing. And bring those things to the Lord. Give those things to the one who is able to change, who is able to heal, who is able to make whole, who is able to give wisdom. Bring those things before the Lord this morning. Thank you, Father, that you hear the cries of our hearts. That you see our every pain, our affliction. And that your word encourages us and strengthens us and tells us that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. As we sang this morning, the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our King. What a wonderful name. What a powerful name. This morning we call on the name of Jesus, our solid rock, our firm foundation. And we say anew afresh, Lord, help us to build strong. Help us, Father, to build houses that will last. Even if the winds and the waves and the floods come and blow against our houses, we know our houses will not fall because they are built on you, your unshakable foundation, the rock, rock eternal. That is who you are. While we continue to pray, if there's anyone here in this place today, if you have never made that decision to build on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, and you want to surrender your life to the Lord today, this is the best time. It's not because it's the last Sunday of the year, it's because it's now, it's here. You are here now and there's an invitation. If that is you today and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, I want to kindly ask you to just raise your hands for a few moments. Someone's going to bring something to you and just quickly pray with you as well. And we'd love to pray with you afterwards. But if that is you today, and you want to make the best decision, the most important decision of your life, and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Please raise your hand. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. That you are faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, that we can boldly proclaim that you are our firm foundation. And as we so beautifully heard last week, Lord, may our lives reflect your glory in all aspects. Father, I pray that as today might not be a new revelation to some, but maybe just a stirring of the fire, maybe just a reminder of who you are in our lives, that you will come and fan into flame our love for you, for your word, our faithfulness to hold on to you. As we leave this place and as we enter this world, Lord, and as we go into a new year, Father, I pray that you will strengthen each person here today. That you will empower them through your Holy Spirit to stand for the things which please you, to do your will and bidding, to be obedient to your word. No matter how difficult it might be, Lord, may our lives glorify you in this new year. We worship you, King Jesus. You are faithful. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, church. We are finished. Thank you for joining us. If you want more prayer, if you would like